ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
मीठे बाबा ने कल हम सबके गले में सम्मान की माला डाली।
Dear Bhaktada has put the garland of Suman or self-respect yesterday. What is the self-respect of the initial incorporeal stage, deity stage, Brahman and angelic stage? Everyone must have listened to Baba smoothly, very carefully, and must have read it once again. The elevated Suman or self-respect that we receive in the confluence age is that of Raj Rishi. Do you understand Raj Rishi? There are two words in Raj Rishi, one is Raj and the other one is Rishi. It's a balance of both. Baba always mentions about balance in today's Murli Chil. Baba mentioned about the balance between truth and love, and balance between authority and humbleness. Balance is a wonderful talent. When we go forward with balanced stage, we receive the blessing from everyone. Along with that, our life becomes blissful. In the word Raj Rishi, there is a balance between two words. On one side, there is the word Raja, meaning king, that is being an authority, and the other side, the word Rishi or sage, means the one who does meditate. In the confluence age, we are called Raj Rishi because whenever Baba meets Madhuban Nivasi, Baba uses this word Madhuban and Raj Rishi. In the word Madhuban also there is balance between disinterest and sweetness. Madhu denotes for the sweetness and wan or forest denotes for disinterest. Madhuban Nivasi means there's a balance between these two. On one side you have unlimited disinterest, and other side you are very loving. Similarly, in the word Raj Rishi too, there are two words. We, the children of Baba, are the king. The main sovereignty that we should be having is self-sovereignty. Anytime, the subtle powers of mind, intellect and the sanskars, along with that, our sense organs, we have to check whether these things are not, we are not under the influence of these, whether our eyes, our tongue, our hands are taking control over us or not. Baba mentioned about the word Das or the servant. If we are under the influence of the sense organs, that means we are the servant. That means the word Das, Baba says Udas, that means we become sad. So Baba's children are Raj Rishi. They never become dependent or become influenced by the sense organs. There are four things which we should be under control. One is thoughts, time. Third one is sanskar. And fourth one is our habits. If the soul is self-sovereign, then we have to check whether we are the authority of these subtle powers. what we want to think, we should think only that much. And when we want to do any work, we should only use the limited time. These days, Baba is mentioning about important thing. Baba says, child, you have to burn your old sanskar. In order to do that, you have to make your yoga and volcanic yoga. And the second main thing which Baba mentions is to not put a lot of effort in waste thought. Sometimes when things don't work according to our will, we get involved in a lot of negative thoughts. We are Raj Rishi. Baba says the first practice that we have to do is to become self-sovereign. The first thing when a soul becomes self-sovereign is to become the master of the sense organs. When we are under the influence of sense organs, we cannot be called as a Rajyogi. So we should check whether sense organs are not betraying us. We are the king. We should be the authority. So it's said that we should think before we think. Before speaking, also we should measure whether it's right or wrong. At times we say that I didn't want to say this, but it came out of my mouth. If such thing happen, it will betray us in one way or the other. So everyone should have control over thoughts, words and action. When we become the master of the second sense organs, second stage we have to focus is on not making sins. We cannot do our daily activities by not doing action. But the thing that we have to check is we should not do sinful acts. There is no neutral acts in the confluence age. Baba says, in the confluence age, nobody can do selfless service. Only one Baba can do selfless service. Even if you do any action without any desire or not, but if you do actions in Baba's remembrance, you get the result in return. But the thing that you have to note is your thought should not lead to a sinful act. The main reason behind a sinful action is body consciousness. When the soul becomes under the influence of sense organs, then the things or actions we do under the influence of five vices, that's called as sinful action. So when we become authority of the sense organ, we become the master of the nature too. And the soul wins over the five elements of nature. Then the next step is becoming the master of the nature, five elements of nature. Only then we will be able to reach the next stage of karma, deep stage. Next, Raj Rishi souls tries to be the master of the sense organs and should also win over the sins and also win over the five elements of nature, because our body is also made up of nature. On one side there is outside nature. We say that this is my nature, that is my sanskar. So we should also win over our sanskar. And there is five elements in this body too. You should win over the body. And that in that stage, nature won't be able to harm us. For that, you have to become the master of the five elements of nature. So for that, in between, you have to give the vibrations of peace, send vibrations of peace to the five elements of nature. Then the nature won't betray us. In between, you have to check, am I really the king? Am I really self-sovereign? Whenever I want, can I think only that much? Am I wasting time? Am I able to remain stable? It should not be that when I go meditate, I go to Parandham and come back down once again. So when we do practice, we should see that our stage is a stable stage. And when we practice more, our stage will improve. So first you have to have control over your thought. You should be able to get detached from the body and you should not be influenced by the five sense organs. So this is the first indication of the king. The second indication is that of the rishi. Rishi's main indication is unlimited disinterest. Till now, there are different kinds of problems in the world that everyone had to encounter. Few time back, Baba's Sandesh or message, Baba said, till now, children does not have this unlimited disinterest. Children have one or the other desire. Children need this, that, retreat center, service. So until and unless there is no disinterest, there are different materials, you're using it, and Baba is giving, and Baba is continuing to give. But you should not have desire or attraction towards these materialistic things. We are tapasvi, we are in unlimited disinterest stage. We are using the material, but we should not be dependent on the materials. So you should underline this word, unlimited disinterest. So, without unlimited disinterest, you cannot renounce things. If you want to renounce things, whether it's renouncing the body, consciousness, or renouncing thoughts of body, or material, or any kind of thing, you should not be attracted towards anything. There are subtle aspects of desire, or attraction, or attachment. When you check in yoga, you will be able to understand where is the attraction of the soul. So you'll be able to understand by checking where your intellect is going. You have to check the subtle threads of attraction. So through unlimited disinterest, you will be able to be free from desires. And you have to check where the mind is wandering. Attachment is not just about other person's virtues or values. Another kind of attachment is towards the negativity of others. If you hate someone, if you have misunderstanding with anyone, your thoughts go in that way in the yoga. Your intellect gets pulled towards the negative thoughts of others. The one who is in unlimited disinterest state or Advaita Rishi, any kind of negativity won't attract that soul. So there is a mantra, you should not have special attachment towards or friendship towards anyone, nor you should not have enmity towards anyone. I remember Jagdish Bhai once wrote an article. It said that, dear mind, please save me from my friends. I will look at the enemy aspect. Someone gives you complaint and we go and complain about the other person before the other person goes and complain. So if someone defames you, it helps us to elevate our stage, because that person is your real friend, because that person is drawing your attention towards your weakness. So instead of hating that person, you should not hate those persons who defames you. If you have special attraction or friendship towards one person, what he does is they try to hide your negativity, and slowly the negativity inside you increases. So the friend that you get, if they do not draw your attention towards your weakness, then that kind of friendship is not a good friendship. So Baba says that you should save yourself from such a friendship, because that person, whatever you are saying, that person is doing according to your will, or you are doing according to that will, that person never draws your attention towards your weakness. One who has this interest have such a good balance about loving nature and detached nature. There is authority and as well as humbleness balance in that soul. Brahma Baba's nature was so simple. On one side, he was the father of all subjects. There are two words that's used. One is Prajapita and Prajapati. Prajapati is means the owner of the five sense organs. So the subject of the five sense organs is under the control. Brahma Baba showed us a very wonderful example of being a Rajarishi. He became a king and followed every Srimad. Dadiji followed Brahma Baba exactly. If there is any issue in Yajna, Dadi would take decision in authority manner. And at the same time, she will be humble. If this didn't happen according to her will, she doesn't yell at anyone nor force anyone to do things. At the same time, she will become very humble. So I have seen a wonderful balance of authority and humbleness in Dadiji. This diamond hall was built, Gyan Sarovar was built, and the Yajna expanded with lot of authority. Dadi would say that you have to inaugurate this hall at this stage. You must be remembering when Diamond Hall's inauguration was discussed. There was no walls built, but Dadi fixed the date. And Baba would come and inaugurate the hall. And when Baba came, the hall was in half construction stage. But Dadi, when she says in an authority manner, everyone would follow that. With authority, Dadi had so much of love in that authority. Because of that balance, there is authority, truth and love. She had such a wonderful balance of these, because of which she was able to lead the Yajna in a free from obstacle stage. Brahma Baba was able to be a good example of Rajarishi. Brahma Baba never gave instruction directly. He gave instruction through Murli and in general. But when child came to him directly, Baba would say, very good child. Nobody had pointed finger towards Baba and said, Baba said me this, Baba did this to me. When personally child would meet Baba, Baba would love that child and would give so much of sustenance, but never Baba would discuss his weakness. Even if Baba must have got a complaint about that child, Baba would discuss that in general or in Murli. If that person is intelligent, that child would understand that this point is for that child. If the child is lazy and does not understand Baba's indication, Baba hopes that the child will be able to understand through Baba's Murli. Baba never discussed about any weakness or any faults about child directly to that child, because if Baba says, his stage would not elevate. So Baba would discuss this in gathering, but never allowed a relationship to break. That's why everyone's heart, the word Mera Baba came. This part of Raj Rishi was able to happen because of one side of disinterest, one side humbleness, and other side authority. So we should underline this word Raj Rishi. We are tapasvi. That means every sense organs should be under the control of soul consciousness, and this interest or renunciation should be that of the body consciousness. Whatever effort that we are doing it to win over our body consciousness, that the soul should win over the body consciousness. It's not that we're sitting in yoga and we are wasting time, but in yoga, the yoga should be so powerful and the thought should be determined that the trace of ego should get destroyed from the mind, that I am doing, I am intelligent, I am very wise. And they say that I do not have body conscious. If you give any kind of service, I will be doing. They will do service, but after that, they try to show the service that this is me who is doing the service, this kind of service. Baba came and destroyed this ego. In any kind of Baba's elevated version, Baba never said the word me, I am doing this. You have to see. On the basis of tapasya, did I destroy this body consciousness with tapasya, with the power of tapasya? Baba destroyed this body conscious stage. He was able to remain in that elevated stage, in that soul consciousness powerful stage, that body consciousness was totally destroyed. There was no trace of any kind of sanskars or any negativity towards any souls. Baba would consider everyone as Baba's child and all as souls. This is the stage of an elevated rishi. The rishi or sage had this interest. They did not have any kind of desire or want. Baba has given unlimited service and has given unlimited family by sitting in between everyone. We should keep the balance of being a Raj Rishi. We cannot live without being a tapasvi. So, first indication, responsibility that we have to do is be a tapasvi. We have to burn every single sense organs through subtle sense organs through the power of yoga. When somebody asked me, are you Brahma Kumar? I said, yes, I am Brahma Kumar. There are many Brahma Kumar who wear white dress and who wears badge, but you have to become a tapasvi Kumar. This is what Man Didi said to me. Didi told me, you are Brahma Kumar, but you have to become tapasvi Kumar. Any kind of sense organs should not become an authority. It should not be influenced under the sense organs. The sense organs won't do anything on its own. Baba says it doesn't happen like that. It starts with your thoughts. From the sanskar or personality, thought is created. If you do not pay attention to that thought, then you do the action based on that sanskar, and then the cycle repeats. You have to understand this cycle. On one side, on the basis of sanskar, there is work, and then you do the action, and when you continuously do the action, it becomes the sanskar, and on the basis of that sanskar, this kind of thought from that sanskar emerges. So Raj Rishi souls take care of the thoughts. You will check whether this thought is of my use or not. Should I be thinking this thought or not? This thought is the seed. If you take care of the seed, then you will be able to grow a very wonderful tree out of the seed. You have to check the seed of the thought and make the seed a quality seed. How much ever you are able to remain in a Vajrashi state, that much your thought will be powerful and under the control. On the basis of this powerful control, your thoughts and words, your words and actions will emerge. Nobody would be able to say that I did not wish to do this, it happened. So this dependency will be destroyed. In the confluence age, every single soul should be a Rajrushi. This is a very big title. We are Rajyogi, Rajrushi, Tapasvi, and we have unlimited this interest. We do not want anything. We do not want any fame, name, any material, anything. Baba said that everything is going to get destroyed. Whatever is going to destroy, you should not be attracted to these things. If this person has this thing, I should also have this thing. Many a time, because of this race, we start to do wrong actions. That's why Baba says, how much ever you got, you should be contented with that much. And you should be full and content, and you use the material and not to become dependent on the material. If you use the material, you should be loving as well as detached. When the soul is not attracted to these things, when there is no desire, no attraction towards any person, any material, anything, then you will be called real Rajrishi, real Tapasvi. You do this and we remain in gathering in the family, because everyone are Rajrishi child and we have unlimited disinterest. We have unlimited towards our old sanskar, our weakness, our attraction, our dependency, to the unlimited disinterest towards this. So through this, we should be able to become a Rajyogi and then Rajrishi. Om Shanti.